Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We can't say for certain whether Grand Theft Auto 4 is going to be the biggest selling game of 2008, but you can bet that anybody who's anybody who considers themselves a hardcore gamer versus a casual gamer is going to want to have it.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Daslow, and joining me as always...
We've got two more hosts to announce. One of them set in feudal Japan. Okay. Another one set in modern day Japan. I'm Ben Vanell.
And I'm old-fashioned Adam Knox.
Adam's just like a side story that bridges the gap between me and Ben.
Yeah, I'm shorter.
Yeah. Right.
But like, and a return to the more traditional combat that old
traditional
school
values.
They said they were done with me as well, is the weird thing. They said I'd be, that was it. But here I am again in three different games.
Well, let's get into it. Since we're talking, let's get into it.
There's a ton of shit to get into this week. We're leading with the biggest news of the week. Two new Yakuza games announced.
Yes. Or announced 6 days ago.
Open world crime games are leading the news.
Yeah. It is funny timing because there was a state of play last week. We talked about there was a Yakuza game announced in that.
And which then... was Like a Dragon... Ishin,
yes,
which is the remaster of the PS3 4 olden days Japan game.
And then like
but the less olden days one, the more recent of the olden days out of the two olden days
made. And they then the next day they went, by the way, there's also two other Yakuza games coming out, and but also now just announcing these as Like a Dragon without kind of at any point formal. I think they now have, but people had to kind of ask them and go.
Yes.
So is it just called Like a Dragon now? And they went, oh, yeah.
We it always should have was. Said
that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To us, yeah. So it's across the board, it is Like a Dragon now. Over here, it will be Like a Dragon 8, I guess, is like the official name of that game.
I didn't know this. I had always assumed that what we know here as Yakuza Like a Dragon, I always had assumed that that was a spin-off series. I didn't realize that was the most recent numbered iteration of it in Japan. I didn't realize that was how it was branded.
They were quoted in the last week saying like, well, we'll just have whatever gameplay style fits the story of whatever Yakuza game we're working on. So maybe one will be beat 'em up again, one will be turn-based. Like, it doesn't matter. It's not. That's not what the naming is based on.
Yeah,
it's
just, sure.
Yeah, which is it's cool to have a recent modern Japan and the rest of the world naming convention mishap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had Final Fantasy 6 and 3 happen again, which is feels good.
Yeah.
I love that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my...
Although I don't know what they're called in the rest of the world, but Japan and like Western countries. It Like a Dragon. Weird sounding name, I think, in English. Starting with the word like.
Yeah, true.
It is odd, but But also, as they say, there's a lot of them aren't really focused on... I mean, for a lot of them, you're a guy that's been kicked out of the Yakuza.
Yes.
So you're not really, you know, it doesn't really make sense. But so one of them is just the next one, follow on from the previous, from what we know here as Like a Dragon. And then the other one is it's a return to the real-time combat, the brawler style of game. It's set between 6 and 7, I think. It's
between 6 and 7 and 7 and 8.
Right.
So, and it's Kiryu and what he was doing in those before he shows up as a second playable character in 8.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, weird.
Weird to all of a sudden announce so many new games. I mean, one of them's a remake, but I think it's a ground up remake, so it's still going to have been a lot of work.
They're absolutely blasting in there.
Yeah, they really are. And I, for one, am here for it.
They did the two main characters in 0. Not the same characters, but they did that. That was the mechanic. You went from Tokyo to Osaka and two different characters. So, and one of them was Kiryu, I think. So, yeah, the new one is Kiryu and...
The guy from Seven.
The guy from Seven,
I forget his name too. Having played the least probably out of... I played Zero, didn't finish it, liked it. And
well, you played Zero.
Little patches.
I'm not surprised you didn't.
That's it. That's the end for me. I reached.
There's no coming back.
I reached it. That's the final chapter. Close the book. New protagonist for the next one. Like, I can't. They've done the dual protagonist thing. They've said that they'll switch over to this like turn-based thing, or like to the guy whose name we can't remember. And the Kiryu story was done. And then they're like, by the way, he's fucking back and he's got grey hair now.
Yes.
And these are what is the timeline for all these three coming out? Have they
haven't said too specifically. It's like, I think that Ishin was like 2023.
Right.
Yes.
And the other two they haven't said.
Pretty
right.
vague. They might have said 2023.
Because Like a Dragon's still pretty recent.
Yeah.
The previous. Yeah.
It was getting up there.
It was a cross gen.
Yeah, that's true.
But one of the ones that came out before the PS5 as well and like had a patch later. Yeah. I think it was like March 2020 or something. February or January.
Yeah, I do wonder if it's maybe going to be overkill. I mean, hopefully they space them out enough. You would have to think if you're working in there, it's like, are we going to just oversaturate people with this? But they also do all feel different enough that having loved the previous one, I'm all in on more of that and a side story and a feudal Japan one. Like, it's exciting.
Yeah, go for it. Because, if you're making a game, tell people about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll fucking... illegally trying to find out themselves. It's a very different thing to normal leaks. There was a big leak, the big news of the big week. There are two leaks. The Diablo 4 got leaked a bit.
Yep. Quite a bit of it.
Yeah. A playtester or something was like streaming it on Discord to some friends.
Yeah.
Who one of them was just like, you know what? I'm going to fucking record this and put it out.
Yeah.
Is my understanding of that.
And then put a voice modulation filter so they couldn't be identified, but...
Pretty easy probably to do still.
Yeah.
About 40-something minutes of that. They've shown a lot of Diablo 4 gameplay already, I suppose there's a big difference where like it's not quite as astronomical of a thing, but
it is. Right, because it's going to come out next year or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's nothing, I mean like it's obviously new stuff, but it's not as crazy as the main thing, which is this GTA 6 enormous fucking leak.
Yeah.
Well, it's a hack, right? I mean, it hasn't come from internal. It's like someone's gone in and gotten... And this isn't... I mean, the Diablo thing is like someone playing a... they're playtesting it. So it's getting ready to be done. This is still very much early build, developmental.
And it's a build as well. Yeah. That's the thing is that
this
person...
It's got text all over the screen.
Yeah.
They got someone's password, so they didn't hack in like by going through code and breaking into servers and whatever,
doing a little Trojan. They got someone's Slack password or something.
The term I keep seeing people use is social engineering, which is like just such a bullshit term for like someone told someone their fucking password. Which is like a pretty, like, someone must be very angry at this person. Yeah. Maybe it happened through no fault of their own. I don't know the story, but what appears to be quite a young person has ruined their life by stealing.
No, it's okay. They did it through Telegram. They can never be traced.
They've put out so far a ton of videos of, like, development stuff from the game, like the internal Rockstar programs that they use to build these things, and a whole bunch of, like, extremely not ready for publication footage of like test stuff. It's a game being developed that you're looking at if you look at this stuff.
Yep.
And they also claim to have the source code for GTA 5 and 6, which is enormous.
Yes. Which they're still trying to auction off, I think, or sell back to Rockstar.
Yeah.
Which is, fucked.
This felt really gross to look at. Like when stuff gets leaked, or it'll be like, hey, here's the date of the next Nintendo Direct and here's the games that are going to be in it. You're kind of taking it with a grain of salt. And
half of it's wrong anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So, sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not, or sometimes it'll be like, here's a thing that's going to be announced tomorrow at this, E3 presentation. And again, it's just... You're seeing a poster and a screenshot the day before you see them.
Exactly.
But this is
a leak of a prepared press release.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah. Someone's just gotten their eyes on it 24 hours early through circumstance. But this is so early on. This is so far from being ready to They've said that they're doing it and they've given out some details, but they haven't shown anything specific of it for good reason. And yeah, just seeing this stuff with the, it's got all the, like, I don't know what you'd call it, like the debug mode kind of text kind of filling up half the screen. It's like, yeah, we're absolutely not meant to be seeing this. This is heartbreaking for the people that spend hours and hours of their lives trying to create this piece of art for people to enjoy. It's, yeah, you've got to imagine the mood in there is just really somber.
Pretty down, you'd
probably
imagine.
In response to the Queen being dead, and then they get this news. How much bad news can you take in one week?
I got a message from Queen Elizabeth. She says she'll come back to life if I give her my password to Slack. I don't know what to do. Yeah, it's like they put out a statement saying that it won't affect development and their plans for release dates and stuff like that. None of that sort of thing seems to be included in this leak too. It doesn't seem to have, like with that Capcom one where it had all of their games planned out for 6 years or whatever after that, like, or the Nvidia or whatever it was. There's nothing of that sort in there. It was like
a folder of 90 videos of like playtesting or just testing.
And according to them, fucking source code, which is... If that's true, which maybe they don't think it is if they're saying it won't affect development or GTA 5 online, because if they had the source code for that, that's an enormous security threat
to
an online game. So they mustn't believe that that is actually the case.
True.
Yeah. I mean, I would think even if it is going to delay the development of it, they would still just say that it's not going to anyway because they haven't put out a date or anything like that. So they do have the benefit of... Because then the other side of this is that... this comes out, like I said, felt gross that it existed, didn't really want to look at it. But on the other hand, we host this show where we have to talk for an hour each week about stuff that's happened. So it's like, I guess it is kind of, you know, got to dip your toe in and have a little look. I can't see them delaying.
The closest thing of this scale that I remember is Half-Life 2 got almost the same thing happened.
Yes.
They took the game and that did delay that.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe it's far away enough that for whatever reason they're saying that it won't. And I kind of believe them because I think they might say like, hey, this will affect it.
Well, yeah,
it's worth a lot of money to them, obviously, to keep up appearances and stuff. But I do think that if it were to affect something, I think they would have said it.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that's ended up happening is that I got sidetracked before when I was saying this. I completely lost my train of thought. They've now been getting all these people go, this looks like shit.
Right.
So, like, I don't think that they're going to want to take more time to fix it because there's nothing to be fixed because this is an early development of the game. But I think they're in a position where if they were to be honest and go, yeah, this is going to put our development time back, it would then be people going, you know, those people that are saying that it looks shit, they would then be vindicated in going like, oh, yeah, they're delaying it because they know, you know, we were right. You know, they agree that it looks like shit.
I think
they kind of can't win with
their
response a little bit.
I don't think that any of those people will ever feel like they're not vindicated by what
happens. Yeah, of course.
Such a stupid fucking thing to see this obvious. Like, so many games after the fact put out their development stuff. Like, the number of games that after the fact you see, like, just white room testing out guns, blocks moving around. That stuff is how games are made. They put it out afterwards. But, like, seeing that here, and that is what most of this footage looks like, is very placeholdery, early testy.
Yep.
I only kind of skimmed around it, but it does seem to confirm the stuff that I don't know if they'd confirmed about the dual protagonist thing and like the setting and all of that. But
female protagonist being one of them,
Which is interesting to see. Like it. So there's been a thing on Twitter where someone tweeted something saying graphics are one of the last things done that don't really change. So if it looks like this now, it's going to look like this when
it
comes out.
Is what this person falsely said.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So they said this. It's a stupid statement. And then all these other devs have just kind of, to sort of, I guess, support Rockstar in some way, have gone, oh, yeah, well, here's our version of that, and showing what their games looked like when they were at this point.
Right, the prototype
development
stage.
And like
Control
kind of looks like shit. Cult of the Lamb looks very like rudimentary, like doing these side-by-side things, which is kind of cool to see, A, other devs sort of support Rockstar in this way, and B, to just see this kind of stuff because a lot of places don't tend to really give you that sort of behind-the-scenes look. And it would be neat if there was more of a... these kind of hacks and leaks probably wouldn't need to exist as much if this kind of stuff was out there a little bit more. Not to say that they should keep you updated every single step of the way, but it is really interesting to kind of see the way that games come together.
And it's like set photos where you see a photo of fucking, you know, Joaquin Phoenix dancing around on some steps. You're like, well, this movie will be terrible.
Yeah, look
sometimes
at this.
You're right. But like,
well, yeah.
It's not fair with art to judge it before it is done.
No. And like behind the scenes stuff should be curated as well.
Yeah.
It's like, this has only damaged just everyone's sort of feeling about the project, right? It's like the people who are making it feel shitty that it's been leaked. The people who are excited for it are like, oh, well, this doesn't look the way I would have been happy to wait for this to come out and see it. This is just, well, like, this doesn't help anyone.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing about looking through it is that it kind of just also feels a bit pointless to exist as a leak and look at it.
Yes.
Because you just go, yep, this is GTA.
And it's nothing to do with me. Yeah, it feels like that thing where it's not like an exciting, like, oh, we're seeing a mission here. It's like, oh, this is... I literally don't need to see how the sausage is made. This looks like sausage. I'm not a chef.
Yep.
Get this shit out of my face.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. I mean, it does seem just like went vegan.
Put disgusting bear sausage on my plate. Oh, somebody leaked that from the kitchen. Oh, okay, never mind then.
A kitchen leak would be pretty cool. Just a rogue chef bringing you a plate of food that you didn't ask for.
Just someone runs in and grabs an ingredient.
Yeah.
Just
like, most of it's butter. That's the secret, butter and sugar.
They're gonna. It does sound like they're doing some kind of different-ish sort of stuff in this one, but it's not like it's a, you know, Breath of the Wild style kind of like complete overhauling where it's like, what is this going to be? It's like, yes, it's someone in a shop with a gun and then they're in a car.
Of course
and
it is. Yeah. It wasn't surprising, I suppose, for that stuff. But it's just like also, it's impossible to tell from this footage
exactly,
in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And it sucks that they're like, you know, development programs are out there and like it just would, I can feel how bad it would be to have something you're working on be put out there and then scrutinized.
Yeah.
In the way that this has been, it's just like a shame.
Someone getting your notebook where you're working on material that you haven't even done for the first
time
yet.
They're like, fire hydrant, that's not funny. Like, well, that's not all of it.
Yeah, it's not meant to be funny yet.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress. Like this podcast, we still haven't released like the first episode. These have all been sort of rehearsals and tests.
If
and
people got
practicing.
Oh man, if people got one of our episodes before I pitched Tommy's voice up, pitched mine down, to make it sound so sexy and cool, changed our accents to Australian.
We did a year's worth of episodes.
Work goes into this.
People don't know that we're actually South African.
Yeah.
Which I'm so glad about.
We did a year's worth of episodes of this video games podcast before any of us had played a single video game.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, thankfully people have never had to hear that.
Mm.
I did like there was a period in the, like, maybe, I guess, 24 hours after the video went up where... there was people obviously are going like, is this real? This looks real.
Yeah. Right.
If it's a fake, it's very convincing. And then one of people's big arguments for the fact that it's real was like, no, but in some of the bits of dialogue, they're referring back to things from other GTA games like Life Invader from GTA 5. So, I mean, there's your proof right there. It has to be real. Like, how could a fake have done that? And it's like, what? the most... flawed argument.
Yeah.
Like, none of us remember that.
They referred back to stuff that's in the public already.
None of us remember any of the jokes from that game.
I didn't realize that was the thing that was specifically referenced, because I saw people being like, oh, well, the writing sounds like Rockstar and the voices, which do get done kind of early, they sound like GTA. I don't know, man. It sucks for them, but...
I don't understand the motivation for the person who, like, leaked it. Maybe if they actually thought they could get money out of it.
Online infamy, that's all it is. It's being on a message board and being like...
And it seems as though there's reasons people think this is like a teenager. And, you know, what's the reason anyone does anything as a teenager?
Get laid.
And you're saying that you wouldn't... A few years from now.
God, if they've rooted because of doing this, then respect. I take it all back.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Respect to the person who's fucked them.
I think
who's like, all right, that's worthy.
Okay.
They're looking for money, but they're not looking for much money, and it looks like they're just doing it to be a punk to me. you know.
They've been posting a lot on a message board and being like, oh, what, my account got suspended.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, like, it GTA has meant that, like, a bunch of the forums and subreddits and stuff have been shut down, and then now the moderators are having to do all this extra work to just, like, because if any, you know, if anyone posts one of the clips on there, then
they get sued or whatever, they, yeah. Yeah,
so now they're having to, you know, just this thing that is very much a hobby, just moderating a GTA message board now is like a full-time job of, like, monitoring every single post that comes in.
Yeah. This kid has fucked up so much shit.
Yeah.
Fucking stop it.
Got him. Now he'll listen to authority.
Yes.
This kind of stuff just feels like it's happening more and more and more now. Even in the time since we started this pod, like the amount of, like, release dates, just product project existing in the first place, stuff like this. These leaks are more and more and more and more and more.
We live in a connected world.
Mm.
You know, and one of the connections I made recently was with a press release from a company called NVIDIA.
Okay.
Who
are
releasing new video graphics cards.
I made that connection too.
Did you hear about this? You see this? You hear about this?
Yes, I did. NVIDIA.
Again,
NVIDIA, you say.
A lot of this stuff was sort of known about ahead of time that they would be doing these 4,000 cards and whatever. But the prices had never been plunked out there, and fuck my ass, they're high. This is like the 40, 80, and 90 and all that stuff, the next sort of generation of them.
Which, so that's what, about two and a half years on from the last generation?
Yeah, I think three now.
Right.
I think it's about, two?
Yeah.
I can't fucking ask me anything about the flow of time.
They were surely out just before COVID, and then it became hard to get them because they weren't able to produce that many.
It was something like that.
Yeah.
And then miners, Bitcoin miners and Ethereum miners and stuff started buying them up.
Yes.
That whole scene has tanked a lot.
Yeah.
And prices of existing cards are starting to go down. These ones are matching the sorts of crazy prices that were around at the peak of the previous generation of them existing. So there's no 4070. There was a 3070, 80, and 90 launched the last time they sort of did it before those TI ones.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a 12 gigabyte 4080 and a 16 4080. So that is the 4070 and 80.
Yeah.
And then there's a 4090. In Australian dollars approximately, it's US $899, $1199, and $1599 from the low to the high.
Mm.
In Australian dollars, that's about $1,344, $1,792, and $2,390.
Ooh, mamacita.
Baby. So
it's fucking expensive. It's the most that they've ever launched for
a
new series of cards. And also, the thought that some people seem to have is that they've got such a excess of stock now of the 30 cards because they haven't gone down, that they're trying to price these so high that those will move before they are just selling the 40 ones.
Right.
Anyway.
Whereas what will actually happen is scalpers will buy the 40 ones and sell them for $3,000.
Maybe. It's so hard to tell because that whole graphics card market has kind of bottomed out in a way.
Right.
And the prices haven't like crashed down, but they've been sinking down for a long time.
I saw some reasonably priced like 3080s where I'm like, I've got a 3060 Ti, but like that, the 3080 would have been, you know, like $400-$500 cheaper than what I paid for the 3060.
Right. They've all come down a lot, but just I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily worth most people's money to get any of these ones coming up because the jump that they're making from the previous ones too is in pretty not relevant stuff to video games often too.
Yeah.
Of course, it will make them run better, but like I'd not to the tune of fucking rent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like.
Yes.
Yeah. You're better off getting reasonably priced processor, RAM, and have an okay video card rather than spending $2,000 on just the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in another couple of years, it'll probably be cheaper too.
Yeah.
So if you can get your hands on a console, if you need something new, or like just stick around with what you've got for one or two more years,
because
maybe
also,
it's time to ride that ship until it falls completely apart. Tell Theseus to fuck off because we're not even replacing the wood on this one. This is staying the same ship forever because I'm not upgrading.
However, sell your 30-something video card now if you're ever going to.
Or like a year ago.
yeah.
Yeah, because also, what are you going to really be playing on your PC with this video card that really takes advantage of it? It's probably not. It's probably going to be a little while before stuff catches up and takes full advantage of it anyway.
Yeah, because like, you've got like a 3070 or 3080, right?
Couldn't tell you.
I think it's one of those. But and I've got a 3060 and it's like, well, yeah, like, you know, Cyberpunk and all of that shit runs perfectly. So
I've got a 2070 Super and it's still swimming just fine.
Yep.
And so don't you're not running shit at 8K.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it for now. Because I think when things like this come around, there's that little bit of like, oh, maybe I should be included.
Sure.
Maybe I should jump in on this and really fuck myself over for
you. You're going to get one.
No.
You are going to get
too
one.
Not a chance.
They're so fucking expensive.
It's over the threshold of like, oh, but I have a podcast.
I've been a good boy.
It, so, yeah.
This is no Xbox mini fridge.
This is for like if you're compiling like, you know, visual data of like an entire state's infrastructure or something. Like, you really don't need this for games.
Well, I actually wanted to take a dip into the past of gaming. I think I told you guys this. I went around to my parents the other day.
Oh, yeah.
To take the dog around there because a tree was getting cut down in our backyard.
The original video game, chopping down a tree.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're really going into the past.
Your dog loves the tree and it couldn't bear to see it get cut down.
Pops up every time they miss a duck when they're shooting out of the background.
I thought he would maul them if he saw the tree being cut down.
Yeah.
Got him out of there. Hadn't been to my parents in a while and I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I got this box of electronics that they've had kind of in their garage for a while of mine. In there's the old Wii U. I'm going to get that. I'm going to fire it up. Go into the garage. I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, Dad, where's that box of stuff? And he's like, we got rid of it.
Oh.
Gone. Like, where? Ooh. And he's like, oh, I don't know. It's just gone. Oh. Like, what do you mean it's just gone?
That sounds like a bin to me.
Sounds a lot like a bin. I never had the experience of, you know, parents giving away like the comic books when you first move out of home. But this is it. I was like, oh. And he's like, oh, there's nothing too valuable in there, was there? I'm like, I mean, sort of no, but also like I was kind of in my head. I was saying to you, Adam, I was like gonna like hack it and like play through.
It's worth a couple hundred dollars still if you're looking around on a Facebook marketplace or whatever.
I wasn't gonna sell it and get the money, but if I want to do that, and I have to buy one fresh, it's gonna cost me a bit.
And it's worth a lot more than a fucking chips wrapper, which is how you treated it.
Yeah.
That's what I'd have been saying to your dad.
Really annoying.
Sick him, boy.
Yeah.
It's funny because I hadn't. Obviously, why they've done this is because they had it in their garage for years. So they're like, well, he's never coming back for this. Yeah. He doesn't care. And for a long time, I did. It's just a little thought that had entered my head in the last week of like, once I was like, I got to take the dog around. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do while I'm there? I'm going to get the Wii U.
Get a little
Wii
U.
So I was like
going.
Having to like kind of put my brain back and go, you didn't care about this a week ago. Just mentally go back to that place.
It's never
but
the
you
same,
can't
though.
Go back. No. Once I was thinking like, yeah, I'm going to play Nintendo Land again.
Exactly.
I'm going to play, what was the other? There was a couple of things. Mario Galaxy 2, play on there.
Listen, as someone who's got a hacked Wii U sitting on that shelf over there, and I probably will never play it.
I know.
Fuck, it feels good to know I could.
This is the worst bit about it, is that that happening in isolation is one thing, but I now also have to come here every week and just stare at this and be reminded of my parents throwing that into a skip.
There's a picture of your ex, and I'm not currently dating her, but there's a picture of her up in my house.
I probably never will date her.
No, but I don't think me and your ex will ever hook up, but I could anytime I wanted to.
She's married now, so I don't know.
Well,
also, Tommy's taken. It's not like he's getting jealous over it.
Everything that he loved about his ex is now present on the Switch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Except for Nintendo Land, a.k.a.
she doesn't
one
have
of the
Nintendo
weird sex
Land.
Things you did.
Yeah, my partner does have, like, nearly all of the features of my ex, but, you know, a couple of the things I didn't like about it. The gamepad that you has very limited range to the console, the Switch, you can take it anywhere.
Anywhere.
That's like the leap I made from my ex to my current partner.
Sure, but your current partner has a bit of Joy-Con drift.
She still doesn't have Game Boy Advance games.
She's been promising you Breath of the Wild 2 for years as well.
Yeah, maybe on your birthday.
Yeah.
Metroid Prime 4 ever going to happen? No? Okay.
Breath off me, wild love.
That's a shame.
It's fucking annoying.
That would have thrown me for a fucking loop if that's been my life.
Because I was just kind of looking around because you know it's so annoying when you lose something where you mentally... You can picture exactly
what
it
was. I know what
it's
like when you lose something mentally.
Yeah.
I know exactly what that's
like. I was
like,
this shelf in the garage. I know exactly where it is in the garage. This shelf, I could picture the box. And I'm like looking around. I'm like, And then I'm looking around and there's so much room in this garage. I'm like, why did you have to get rid of it? There's so much space there. They've got a big house.
Well, look, if this makes you feel any better, I was at my parents' house a few weeks ago and I was looking through their cupboard for, like, you know, they've got a bunch of my old stuff. I was like, okay, I'll do a bit of, you know, sort it out for you in case we can throw it out.
Yep.
Found my the PlayStation 1.
Oof.
And about 10 games.
Love that.
Whole kit and caboodle. Nice. And I took it home. I was like, oh, it doesn't, can't connect it up. You know, it's the
old plugs.
Old plugs.
Yeah, there is a little attachment that came with the TV you've got.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
the red, white, and yellow. These colors don't run.
Yeah. Well, I bought like just a cheap Amazon converter to HDMI, plugged it in, played a little bit of Tekken 2. I'm never going to touch it again.
That's what it's like. It feels great, right?
I'm never going to touch it again. It feels good.
I know that's what it'd be, but
I should store it in my living room so you have to look at it every time you come over.
But, and now there's like down at the trash yard, there's a little family of rats all playing the Wii U together like as a team.
Yeah.
One of them's on the left joystick, the other's on the right.
One of them's doing the touch screen.
Absolutely.
Could have given it to a children's hospital though.
It's so annoying because I know it'd be that. I either would A, never bother to hook it up, B, find that I couldn't hook it up.
Yeah.
C, hook it up, use it for 15 minutes and never use it again. I know that's what happened.
Beautiful scenario.
But because I don't get the opportunity to do that, I now have to live in this fantasy land where I'm like, it would make my life better and I would use it all the time.
I'm considering throwing mine in the bin, quite frankly.
Oh, fuck.
Don't bin them. Kids love Tekken 2.
I don't have as much storage space as my parents, though.
If you,
so, you
can't
know.
Be fucked throwing it in the bin, I know a cunt who'll take care of that for you.
Yeah, I'll bring old Dasilo Senior over. Just cast your eye across
the binman.
Yeah,
he loves it.
The Garbo.
Something that you, I reckon, probably wouldn't throw out where you gifted it, and something that you wouldn't throw out if you bought it for yourself, because that'd be weird.
Yeah,
is the fine products from the fine people over at Manscaped.
Oh, I would never and have never thrown out their products.
You get home, if there are a box of those stored on a shelf in your parents' garage, you come home and you'd be like, Dad, where's my Manscaped products? And then he'd walk over to you with the smooth swishing of guilty balls.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like, oh,
be like, oh, I don't know where it is, son.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I threw it out. And then as he's walking, he steps on the back of his pants leg. They come down and he's just got a beautiful, smooth ball sack.
Yeah. You hear a vibrating from the other room. Oh, I left it on. He was just using it.
He was trimming his nose and hairs with the weed whacker.
That's right.
Or his balls or face if you want to, which is what I do with the lawnmower 4.0. There's a whole bunch of stuff that they sell and it's all pretty good shit.
Well, I mean, we're coming into what I call fresh ball fall.
You do call it that.
I do. Even though we say autumn, you know, here, and it's spring currently.
Yeah. Every September, you're confusingly saying to me, we're coming into fresh ball fall. And that's every time I just smile and nod.
You were saying this off the air and we were like, save it for the ad. It'd probably link in with Manscaped.
I didn't understand how it would. I thought you meant for Nord.
It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your crotch looks nice.
Oh, they rhyme.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice, again, is never something that's translated over here. It just doesn't sync up in the same way.
Yeah. No. That means sipping cider in a fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease.
Can we go back and do a spring version of this for the Southern Hemisphere too?
Yeah.
Can we start again and we'll try and get a spring version going?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what's the spring equivalent of pumpkin spice?
Flour bland. I guess that's just the opposite.
It's going to be a seasonal beverage.
Pollen? Oh, okay.
A seasonal beverage would be Claritine for me. Cracking open a Claritine pill and just letting it drain down my
cracking
gullet.
Open a Claritine and
making sure your balls feel fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Is that where you were going with
it?
Trim things. Let you get there. Trim things spring.
Yep.
Yeah.
Trim things spring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what was the second bit there?
It was something about a breeze and trimming your balls with ease.
Oh, and cider.
Oh, there sipping cider on a cider. Yes.
Cider, because cider translates to spring as well, I think.
It does.
Yeah.
That's weird. That
still sipping on a cider.
Still sipping on a cider.
Even though there's a bee beside her. Which is quite scary when you're at the pub and there's a bee and you try to play it cool, but in your head.
Yeah, not me. I don't care.
Well, it's a spring thing.
It's going into daylight savings and giving your balls a good old shavings.
Oh.
Sure. I'll accept that.
I'm going to invoice for double this month.
Because
we've done all the writing.
Can't remember if the clocks go forward or back, but at least I've got a hairless crack.
Oh.
Yep.
Ooh, okay. What do I do in spring? Trying to think of a good rhyme. If you want to trim your balls, now's a perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Good news. You can leave the house. You did it. Manscaped.com is the place where you can go. And if you use the code FILTHY while you're buying stuff, you get 20% off and free shipping.
Yes.
They're good products. I think we made a rhyming case for them.
Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about them at all, but hey, it's a season wherever you are.
Yep.
And the season is the reason for 20% off and by using the code FILTHY, free shipping, manscaped.com.
Sitting at home watching the Brownlow. And nice and hairless down below.
Oh, sure. Right. Yeah, the Brownlow's every season, every spring.
It's in spring.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just been on.
A day off for the grand final, but I'm online, so I've got to be careful.
Yep.
And you know how you could be careful?
There's got to be a better one than that.
I gave my password away at Rockstar.
Yeah.
I should have used more security with the people at NordVPN.
Yes.
They can't prevent you from telling someone your password, but they can keep you secure online.
That's right.
More so than without them, and they can give you the benefit of having a VPN.
See, these guys get it. They just assume that we know that a VPN is all year round.
True.
They're not like, hey, guess what, guys? It's winter. Here's all the reasons that you need a private network when it's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll let us tell you about the fact that they make a good VPN that we actively use.
Mm.
And if you use the code FILTHY again, if you go to nordvpn.com/filthy, I think you can even go to, you get a great deal on year-round coverage if you want that, or monthly or whatever you're looking for.
Yeah, I think if you do the annual plan, the deal is now you get 4 months free or something crazy like that.
That's more than a season.
Yeah, it is too.
Springtime is the time for Nord. I don't pay for it. Oh my God.
Actually, I think we've done this before with Nord because we did figure out exactly that. You get more than a quarter of the year for free.
Mm-hmm.
You get
a third of the year.
Yeah.
It's more than a quarter.
Wow. Fuck. How'd you figure that out so quickly?
Because my brain is attached to the virtual private network that NordVPN... it's gone wrong. it's a good VPN. I think it's a useful thing to have installed on your devices.
Yeah.
And if you want to have a look at that, nordvpn.com/filthy, that's a place that you can go.
It's all true.
It's all correct.
It's like from the Star Wars trailer. It's all true.
If I use
come
this...
with me, Chewie. We've got NordVPN on the ship.
If I had used this, do you think it would have protected my Netflix from being hacked? Probably not.
Did your
Netflix get hacked?
Yeah.
Really?
Fuck.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
How?
My girlfriend sent me a photo while I was away, and she said, "Is this you?" And it's like on our, when you log on.
Yeah.
I've got an account.
Yeah.
I've got an account.
She's got an account, and weirdly, Ben has an account.
Sure. The three people in your relationship.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like...
The Wii U, the Switch, and the 3DS.
Those three names, and then a fourth one set up that just said, LOL.
Oh, dear.
I think
it was the same person who hacked Rockstar. It's that same attitude.
Right.
That same cheeky attitude.
What did they watch? Did they watch funny things?
They haven't watched anything yet, but they have set the language to Arabic.
There was a big Netflix leak a while ago, and change your password and your credit card details.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Damn, lol. Pretty fun. I'd have written LMAO. That's the hacker's way of doing it.
Yeah.
LMFAO.
It's disappointing that they didn't at least, because I was like, okay, I could change the password, and then I went, well, this will be funny. What you hack a Netflix, you make a little... You make a little account on their page.
Yeah.
Mm. What are you going in on? And they hadn't. It just had the, like when you first get it, it's like, what sort of stuff do you enjoy?
Oh, yeah.
Like it
right,
starts, it was just on that.
In.
It was just on the blank.
I wouldn't go in and watch stuff on that account, though. I'd watch stuff on your account, so your recommendations get fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't do that either.
I mean, I'd just log in and then steal your credit card.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't watch anything on Netflix.
I'd probably try not to leave a trace.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more. It is stranger that they made an account, honestly.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk 2077 has a Netflix show, actually.
Cyberpunk
Edgerunners. None of us have watched it just yet, but we'll probably end up talking about that on the bonus podcast over on patreon.com/filthycasuals.
Hideo's loving it.
Is he?
Oh,
yeah. I'm in then.
The tastemaker himself.
And you've written down here, Ben, that Cyberpunk 2077 is back on the bestsellers list,
yeah.
I guess because of partly that and partly the announcements of the patches and whatever.
DLC.
All the articles that I was reading were like, yeah, it's Edgerunner. People have been really enjoying watching it.
Apparently it's good.
And it's just been the motivation to go back. Because obviously a lot of people have known that it was getting improved over the past year or so. People have known that it was being patched and stuff. And I'm not sure that they're playing it on like the, you know, the old consoles where it was shit. In fact, it was the bestseller list on Steam. So
yeah, it is
people who are just going in finally because they've been reminded of it. But yeah,
plenty of people probably were like, yeah, I'm gonna wait this out when it got all the the bad press at the very beginning.
Yeah,
it is funny because Netflix also put up a trailer for a new Sonic show they've got coming out. Mm-hmm. So they got Cyberpunk. They've got a Resident Evil thing.
Yep.
Them trying to become the home of... Oh, they got Witcher? Arcane.
Well,
Witcher.
They had that Resident Evil series that they've now cancelled too.
Yeah.
So they've
live action one.
Yeah.
Fucking... I forgot to mention it on here. I watched the first episode and hated it. Really dumb.
Right.
Really, really dumb show.
They've got and that Sonic show has nothing to do with the movies, I'm guessing. Just a
3D animated kind of thing.
Yeah, right. Mm. You can get all sorts of video games because Resident Evil game, the game rather than the show.
Yes.
The DLC for that might put it back in the chance. The charts. They've said it will end the Winter's Family storyline.
Yes.
I think they said that when they sort of put it out. Like it's the end of, which includes 7 and 8.
Yep.
And the way they've been talking about the first person perspective stuff too kind of makes it feel, and the fact that this is adding a third person mode to 8 makes it feel like that'll be the end of first person Resident Evil 2.
I would imagine that as well. Going back to, I kind of love this. It's the same with the Like a Dragon thing. Just like, it's crazy to just have a series that's been around for that long with Yakuza and just hard pivot into a different style of gameplay.
Right.
I kind of love, they did the same with Resident Evil, and then if they go back, that's cool. I love it. Just being like, this is what serves what we want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll like it or you won't.
Yeah.
Changing. Suck my zombie dick.
Changing things up like that is fun. Like the PS5 is getting another model with a removable disc drive, it seems.
A camo disc drive?
Decent change.
Fuck knows where I put this.
Or the God of War one. I like to see a little blue and white one. But
That does sound cool, actually, having like themed... And I imagine it means that you buy the PS5 without the disc drive and then it's the extra price difference.
As in forever, it'll be disc drive free,
Which makes the digital PS5 such a shit thing to own if this comes out. Like, to never, ever have the option, but then you do with this.
Mm. Would you not be able to attach it to one of the digital-only ones?
I would imagine it wouldn't be just a USB attachment.
Yeah,
it could
be,
I suppose, but I think the sorts of speeds that you're looking for with a disc drive, you're not.
Well,
but
you've
then
got,
again, nothing's running off the disc anymore. So maybe it would just be through the USB-C. But then they wouldn't need a new PS5 model. They'd just do only the digital one.
True.
And have just the disc drive be an add-on and stop making the disc ones.
Yeah,
but the way this is sort of leaking out makes it sound like this is a brand new all of it.
Yeah, and well, they've already upgraded it once, apparently, without telling anyone.
A few times.
Yeah. A couple of different things.
Just small changes to like the manufacturing process and stuff. Nothing that you'd notice if you owned.
Yeah, the heat sink. I think one was one of the things.
Small stuff like that often happens with consoles where they have these revisions that aren't like a new model.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Maybe it'll be more of just a revision of the digital one, and the big deal is like, we're just making the disc drive purchasable.
That wouldn't be the worst idea,
right?
Like,
because the processing power of a PS5, you know, is the same between the two models and is still extremely good.
And everything's running off of the SSD on there anyway, so you're not actually worried about, other than for installing games, the read speed of that disk drive. Maybe. That would be cool. It's nice to have the disk there because games can be way, way, way cheaper on disk than on digital.
That is true.
Especially with the ability to get them secondhand. A game that I've been playing firsthand.
Okay.
We're done with the news now.
Yeah?
That's it.
No more news?
Nothing's leaked out this week other than that stuff.
Okay.
And there's like a Call of Duty thing, but who?
Oh, sure.
I don't think any of us have even
looked at that. Modern Warfare 2, right?
Yeah, they said a couple things about it.
Like a closed beta now?
I think
an open
beta. Anyone could. I meant to jump in, but it's Call of Duty. Everyone gets what it is, I think.
Yeah. It's also the second remake after the first remake of the first Modern Warfare, which is Call of Duty 4.
Not a remake.
It
is a new game that is just the second game called Modern Warfare 2.
Okay.
And the first Modern Warfare was kind of a remake of Call of Duty 4, but also not really. It was just sort of a new thing. It's stupid.
It's great stuff, yeah. Honestly.
Also, it's called Like a Dragon now.
Oh, okay. I might give it a shot.
Pretty cool. Yeah. I'm into that.
Turn-based or...
turn-based Call of Duty.
A turn-based first-person shooter.
Yeah, they turned it into Fire Emblem.
I reckon there was a tactical Call of Duty at some point.
You're probably right.
God damn. Well, it's a game that hasn't been one of for a while. Mm-hmm. Return... any Monkey Island.
Yes.
And I've been playing a little bit of Return 2.
Yep.
It is the new... what has it been? 7 or 8 years since that Telltale one.
Oh, yes.
Something like that. And before that, it was ages and ages since Monkey Island 4. There's not been that many of them. And this is very much an old-fashioned 2D point-and-click adventure game.
You're pointing. You're clicking.
You best believe it.
You're picking some verbs.
You're having a hell of a time.
So you're not picking some verbs.
Oh.
From down the bottom of the menu anyway. It's not got the little open and whatever. It's sure. Just like sort of more contexty things where you will mouse over something that's interactable and like the left click will be one thing and the right click might be another thing.
Right.
And you're still picking dialogue in a similar way. But
I still love how it would be like a little hand. Yeah. And you'd move over a door and the
or
hand
the
would
eyeball.
Clench. Yeah,
the
yes.
Eyeball looking left and right.
Yes. Like, oh, I can interact with this.
I can look at the lamp and then Guybrush will say, that's just a lamp. Cool. Yeah, it's very much a Monkey Island game. If you've ever played one, it's doing a lot of nostalgia stuff.
Right.
The jokes are of the same type and they're the same probably quality of writing. The world has changed since, so maybe the humor won't necessarily still be to your taste, but I'm enjoying it enough. The voice acting is decent. The visuals look way better in motion than...
Right.
In screenshots, I think. Once the stuff is actually moving around. I didn't love the way the graphics look. A lot of people were a little too...
negative?
Yeah, and vicious
about
it, specifically towards like Ron Gilbert. But they look okay moving. I still don't think that the choice of having the eyes just be little beads helps the characters feel alive necessarily. But then bouncing around and being animated and the voice acting goes a long way.
It's it's almost always the way I feel on this when we review something. We'll always be like, looking at it, I thought this kind of looked not really my style. And then once you kind of sucked into it, you're like,
once it's in there, it's fine. But like the story is okay so far, and like the sort of setting and stuff, you're like an older the story is being told by an older Guybrush to like his son,
right?
Seemingly. I'm not the whole way through yet, I'm only early on still, but it's
a so framing. It could be his nephew.
I think it might be like heaven or something. It's because there's a little kid that's like LeChuck, and
okay,
he's called Chucky.
Wait a minute.
And it's not clear yet, but I'm not loving jumping back and forth between that for like old Guybrush to throw in a couple extra jokes.
Right.
A lot of what a lot of the humor is either coming from nostalgia plays of like, this is from this, remember that, blah, blah, blah.
I wouldn't remember fucking anything from the original.
So there's a little scrapbook that it tells you to go through if this is your first time playing or if it's been a while, and that will tell you some key stuff from the past games. That's really well done. Just got some little pictures in this scrapbook and you click on them and it'll tell you a little story about what that was.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was a nice refresher to remind me of the ones that I had played. Mm. And then, it's a lot of either nostalgia jokes or, oh boy, isn't the world different these days jokes.
Okay.
Where it's like,
hey, I'm middle-aged now. That's all the kind of jokes I want to hear.
Yeah, they're okay. It's like, you remember those
they
like...
They used to be better, though.
Those three old pirates who were like the pirate council in the first game and they give you the tasks.
Yep.
That's like now a younger, more diverse group of people. And he's like, where's the old white guys who used to be here? And they're like, fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
So stuff like that
is
a lot of what's going on here. So either nostalgia or, whoa, I'm old.
Yep.
And that fits for the demographic of people who are probably interested in a new Monkey Island game.
Absolutely.
And it's not being done too badly. The writing is just fine. And once you're in there, the puzzles are of the adventure game style. You get to choose either an easy or a hard mode. So like the hard mode has more complicated puzzles it needs you to do. The easy mode is more for getting you through the story quicker.
Right. Yep. Cool.
I'm not minding it. I don't think that it's going to... wow anybody who doesn't have any attachment to Secret of Monkey Island, to the remaining Monkey Island games, the previous ones. I don't think that it's trying to wow those people. I don't think it's trying to appeal to anybody who doesn't already want to see a new Monkey Island game. So if you already wanted to see a new Monkey Island game, you've got your wish And you've already bought it.
Yeah.
Looked into this.
I've seen
it. But they've not fucked it.
Right.
I guess that's the thing that maybe some people would be a little bit more trepidatious about is that this does feel like a Monkey Island game.
I've seen a lot of positive responses from people who are like, I've been waiting for another good adventure game to come out. You know, like people who are, you know, were excited have been satisfied, it sounds like.
Because this sort of game doesn't really get made all that much anyway. So.
Not of this olden type of it, where you could say that, like, Kentucky Route Zero and stuff like that were adventure
Oxenfree
games.
Oxenfree and stuff,
That Norco game came out this year. Sure. I guess, like, Disco Elysium.
Yep. There's been a bunch of, more like Norco, like the retro pixel art style ones, where it is about, like, there's a fucking... There's a few more detective-y mystery ones that are in that vein, but
they're not quite the same thing.
They're not point and click, that's for sure. And the puzzles are not quite in the same vein either. So
yeah. I think a lot of those, like, even if they were functionally point and click, they're not like the type of 90s LucasArts-y type of thing that this is very much doing again. So it works. If you don't expect anything more than like a bit of nostalgia and a modern version of that type of thing, or a nostalgic version of that type of thing, it feels like like Mamma Mia, something like that. Where it's like,
let him speak.
If you're an old dear who loved ABBA, then you're going to enjoy this technically new thing that really isn't new.
Yeah, right. It's a sense? It's a jukebox musical
They're
video
playing
game.
The hits.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of is that.
Okay. All right.
I went to the Cruel Intentions musical.
You did too.
I had a good time.
It's Cruel Intentions.
You freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Sorry, let me rephrase that. I got dragged to the Cruel Intentions musical.
So someone told me they wanted me to come to Cruel Intentions musical, but it turned out the whole thing was a big joke. Did you get that?
And then a couple of chicks made out.
Yeah, it's like the plot from Cruel Intentions.
Oh, right.
Never seen it.
Monkey Island's not too bad.
The Return.
Return of the Monkey Island.
Yep.
Yeah.
Return of the Monkey. Something that is also returning.
Monkey Island. Here we go again.
Mama, I've already played it.
Mama, how do I solve this puzzle?
Well, the opposite type of music to ABBA, I guess, you might argue, is metal. And you've been playing a game that I've been interested in and I want to hear about called Metal Hellsinger.
Yeah, someone was knocking on your door.
That's Optimus Prime transforming to tell us about that.
Yeah, so this game popped up on Game Pass about a week ago. And I didn't know shit about it. It wasn't until someone...
Wouldn't be the first time.
One of our patrons mentioned having played it and the fact that it's a rhythm game.
Okay.
So it's a first-person game. It is presented like a Doom or something, or closer to one of those Doom clones that we played in the past year, like those retro-style ones.
Oh, yep.
I forget any of their names, but I know
Cruelty
what you're talking
Squad.
About.
Proteus.
There you go.
There's two of them.
There were some ones... Yeah, I guess so. They've Doom got Eternal. Names like Doom, where they're called, like, Bust or whatever.
Bust?
Yeah, like Bust.
Oh, my God, I would love to play a first-person game called Bust.
That's the XXX one, yeah. But
the character of XXX is back.
Oh, Vinny
Bust.
Similar to games like Crypt of the Necrodancer, I think you only do damage if you're relatively close to being on beat.
With your shots,
with your hits. You start off with just like a melee attack, then you get like a little magical skull, but then you pick up shotguns and things like that.
Yep.
And so it's sort of comparable to if you mix maybe like a Doom with a Neon, what was that called?
White.
Neon White, where it's like, well, you're just making your way straight forwardly through levels. You will stop in some bits and the doors will like lock and it'll be more of an arena thing where you're just trying to take everyone out. But essentially, you're just moving around trying to shoot on the beat. There's always a metal song in the background.
Yeah.
It builds up the more combos, you get.
Cool.
You know, you get like a fury mode where you get power, like special attacks and stuff, and vocals will kick in. And there's bosses and stuff. So it's basically like a bit of a throwback first-person shooter, sort of like a Doom or a Quake or something like that, where every attack, every shot you do, you're just clicking on the beat.
This sounds fucking awesome. Is the music good?
Yeah, it is. Like, I'm not a metal fan at all, really.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's sort of like the Tetris Effect game, where it's like you just got in the zone in that sort of flow mode.
Well, it sounds a bit Beat Saber, too, because Beat Saber's first person.
It is. And you're hitting to the beat.
I guess so. Yeah.
You got the helmet on. It's all you, baby.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Life's and first person.
You hit on the beat and there's songs.
The ultimate FPS. Life.
But it is. It's so fun. The music, yeah, like builds you up as it did in Tetris Effect. The bosses are fun. Like the levels are good. Everything's laid out well. The story's cool. Set in hell. You're playing as like a hell demon woman who's trying to get out.
That is cool.
There's 7 levels or 8 levels.
It's like Little Nicky.
It is a bit like Little Nicky, yes. Because I think you've been like thrown into hell by Satan. And you're like a demon with, yeah, all these sick powers. And yeah, there's sort of just like a illustrated 2D sort of fading animated-y opening cutscene sort of thing. Which is good as well. The writing's good. It just leans into it. It's like, yeah, you're in hell and it's a metal music and you're fucking blowing cunts' heads off.
That sounds fun as hell.
This sounds really sick.
It's great. Oh, it's got like a...
This sounds fun as hell.
Oh.
What's that a reference to?
Doesn't matter.
There's also like the glory kills from Doom as well. So
Doom had the like, yeah, the thrash metal kind of soundtrack. And there was a part of that, not that you were getting bonuses for it, but it felt very rhythmic.
Yes.
The first one, at least, in the way that, like the second waves one, are coming at you and you're sort of, like, darting around. And the music very much felt tailored to sort of what you were doing at any given point in time. So just having a thing that kind of really formalizes that is pretty cool.
And so even stuff like reloading, you can do, like, I think it was Returnal had the sort of quick reload thing. Of like, you know, but it's like, well...
Like Gears of War.
Right. Once you've started, you know, once you've hit... to reload. If you hit it again on like a yellow beat, then it auto, you know, so it's mixing everything in. Your dash, like all that stuff is basically just designed to hit the beat.
Yeah.
And I'd never played one of these music-y combat games and was like, but wouldn't you just be like constantly trying to attack? And it's like, no, you fall into it really easily.
Yeah. I played a bit of the
so
like that. What was that DJ game that was really fun? Fuser.
Oh yeah.
Did that type of like only do stuff on the beat really well.
Yes.
Where like obviously guitar and whatever, like you had to just hit it on the beat, but you could hit it wherever in Fuser. It was just if you do it on the beat, things will go
better. Yeah. I played a little bit of not the Necrodancer, but
the Zelda one.
And you're right, like to. Starting playing it, just being like, yeah, well, fuck the beat. I'm just going to move whenever I want. And then once you realize how beneficial it is and the music's great and you get really into it, you're like,
It feels good, right? Yeah. Oh, if man. It feels good, do it. That's my advice.
I'm going to chuck this Wii U away. That'll make me feel fucking awesome. Be able to move my arms, swing my arms about in my garage. Did you say if there was anything else on the shelf in that spot?
It was a whole box. Oh, was there anything in its place?
Oh, there wasn't if you're asking if it was just me looking at a blank space.
Right.
No, there wasn't
dust,
that.
You know, and then a little square where the box used to be.
Well, Dad also has kind of like a, I wouldn't go so far as to call it a bomb shelter, but he does have like a section of his garage that is dedicated to canned foods and long life milk and things of that nature. that he told a friend of mine about. He met comedian Dilruk Jaisinghe.
Okay.
And Dil one day was like, pretty funny how your dad's got like a bomb shelter kind of thing going on, isn't it? And I'm like, what? I don't know about this. So it's been a long running thing between us.
Wait, so he hadn't looped you in on his prepper?
No, I didn't know. He told
it goes her, through, well, I mean,
he
Dil's
told someone
been on TV,
outside
so.
The family, someone who wasn't even fucking born here before he told his own son.
Yeah, wow.
So yeah, rough stuff.
But Dil's
maybe
pretty
Dil's
friendly.
Got my Wii U.
Oh, he's been, I wouldn't
be
surprised.
To be fair, I mean, getting rid of the Wii U, or like my need to keep a Wii U and a PS1 and all these things is the video game version of being a prepper. So you getting rid of that as you being the anti-dad.
Also, your dad supported the Wii U for longer than Nintendo.
That's a good point. Maybe that's how I can get Dad to see my frustration. Like, imagine me coming in here, throwing out all your canned corn.
Yeah.
I want the Wii U for the exact same reason.
Right.
When
right.
the servers go down.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thankful that the servers are still on because I used them to download a game this week.
Oh, yeah.
Tinykin, which is out now on everything. It's on Game Pass.
Game Pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on Game Pass, baby.
Wow. I was too focused on Metal Hellsinger.
Yeah, this might be the opposite of Metal Hellsinger in every single way.
Yeah. It's not a rhythm game?
It's not a rhythm game. It is a game that is very, very heavily inspired by Pikmin to the point where it almost kind of turned me off a bit because you know, it's sometimes I feel a bit like when someone has just made a game that is trying to be exactly like another game. It's a bit like, I feel like I'm going to get into it and be like, I wish I was just playing that game that inspired this.
Yep.
I agree with you guys. It's great. And yeah, I feel like they kind of had the wind taken out of their sails a bit, because it's a bit of a classic case of someone going like, well, you know what? If these pricks aren't going to make another one of this game, then we'll just take matters into our own hands. Game comes out a week later, by the way.
Neck minute.
Neck minute. Yeah. Pikmin 4 coming down the pipe.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's you're a little guy, you're a little man, you crash land on a planet that's you're in a house, but it's giant, like you're mini walking around this huge house.
Mm-hmm. Find these a mansion little... they're called.
Mm.
Ooh. It's not a mansion though.
Oh.
It's just a house.
It's just a house.
Imagine if
you guys are rich if you think a mansion is just a house. I'm going to make getting through this sentence so difficult for you.
Expert mode.
It's more like being Buzz Lightyear.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you're a little toy guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're in this house and there's little bugs that live in the house, and there's very like, they, you know, they're not really aware that they're in a house. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, you've got to go to the land of, you know, it's got some name and it's like the bathroom and it's,
right.
you know, it's very, very kind of like grand sort of fantasy style, you know, the way they've divvied up the little lands in the house is kind of cool. But yeah.
Kind of like It Takes Two.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
They give it a bit of a personality to each.
But more, even more sort of like,
right.
you know. So yeah, you're finding these little tinykins, these little alien things. They're following you around, and the, you know, the first little tutorial you do, you've got about 10 of them following you. There's a big pot plant you need taken out of the way. You get the 10 of them to move the pot plant and you're going, this is fucking Pikmin. Like,
that sounds like Pikmin.
The first 10 minutes I was like, I love Pikmin, but, you know, I don't.
You've
I
don't stolen know if, everything from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to play the, you know, basically the exact same thing.
Right.
But, we've got Pikmin at our giant home.
But the more you sink into it, it becomes a bit different, because Pikmin is very much about like kind of, you know, your time management, your unit management, you know, you're setting some of them off to carry something over here while you're getting these guys to carry this one over here while you're getting these guys to fight this thing. This is more like a kind of a puzzle platformer that is just about the exploration. There's no combat in it. There's no bits where you're having to send your guys off to do little different things. It's more about like, you've just got your little crew and you're just using them to, you know, solve your
manipulate
little,
stuff.
So, yeah, solve your little puzzle challenges along the way.
Did you hear the boss say that he's just using us? Did you hear about that? Apparently someone overheard it on a podcast he did. He said he's just using us.
He keeps comparing us to his other better employees from some company called Pikmin.
They did
something.
Multiple things at once. Like, if he wants us to do combat, we can. It's I'm getting about ready to.
He thinks I'm not tough enough.
It's not our fault there's no one around to fight.
Maybe we can fight him.
Which, funnily enough, I think that Nintendo did make a Pikmin game kind of like this, I think. There was like one on the 3DS that was like a 2D platformer that wasn't...
I remember that 2D platformer and you played like as a Pikmin.
I think it was something like that, yeah.
Right.
And people really didn't like it, which I kind of more... I like this more than the spiritual successor is the spiritual, this is a great idea and you guys fucked it up.
Right.
So now we're going to do it properly and do it well.
Sure.
So yeah, the environments are great. It's a very soothing, calming game.
Mm.
The puzzles aren't, you know, barely even call them puzzles. It's just basically about you're in this big, big environment. You've given a little task. There'll be a little bug in there that, you know, wants a key or wants you to go up and find something.
Bugs love keys.
They fucking love keys. You got to find your little, find enough of your little tinykins to, you know, you'll be at a door that needs this many of them to push it out of the way. So you got to... Because Pikmin as well, you can plant the Pikmin and, you know, kind of grow an infinite number, as many as you need. These are just like, they're hidden in little eggs around the area, around the level. So you're very limited to them.
You're constantly expanding how
you're
many
constantly
you have?
Picking new ones up, And there's each level introduces a new kind of them. So at the moment I've got little guys that can do carrying.
Like a lemmings, sort of,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. I've got guys that are explosive that you throw them at a thing and then they're gone. So if you're using them for lots of stuff, you have to replenish them.
Yeah.
And then I've got guys that if you just hold down the R trigger, they will stack up. So you can make a little ladder to climb up. So the more of them that you find, the higher up you can go.
It looks very nice too.
It's a cool style. It's kind of Paper Mario-y. Like you're rendered in like a 2D line art style. Yeah, but then the environments are very nice 3D. I'm really, really enjoying it. It is very easy to just cruise through, but just that feeling of exploration of like working out a way to get into a little nook, and there's lots of optional hidden stuff to find and track down and all that sort of stuff. Just the feeling of getting around this little area, you know, blowing up this with one of your little explodey guys, and then you've got a new path and finding the little, you know, a lot of the time it's like very vertical, so the thing that you need will be right up there, so you got to work out how to kind of slowly get your way up. It's really good. I really think that it sort of does itself a disservice in the tutorial and in the, you know, the general kind of look of it from the outside. It clearly is very, very inspired by Pikmin.
Right.
But I don't think it does enough in how it's presenting itself to show people that it is doing a different thing. It's a 3D exploration based platformer that has this cool little different element to it that it's kind of like lifted from another game. But to me it feels a bit like it's a bit like Stray. It was exploring the environments was really nice. I loved that game. I loved the feel of it, the tone of it, what it was doing. I liked that it was just a very like placid, easygoing experience. It's similar to that. The puzzles aren't going to break your brain. There's no combat. It's just you're spending a lot of time in these environments exploring every little nook and cranny, and it's got like a very nice sort of aesthetic and feel to it.
Mm.
I'd really recommend it. It's on, like I said, it's on Game Pass.
Yeah.
So it's, check it out on there. Don't be put on, the tutorial at the start, the fact that the first thing it gets you to do is literally get 10 of these guys to pick a thing up and move it, which is, you know, in Pikmin, you're needing to do in this. It's like, just pick them up and then they'll follow you back to, you're not needing to protect them from, you know, things that are going to eat them on the way back or anything like that. Go in on the first level and that'll give you a good idea of whether it's for you or not. But I think it's really good. I think it deserves, it's definitely doing a lot more than just being a Pikmin knockoff.
Right.
I think.
Cool.
That's your Tinykin.
That sounds all right. From Tinykin to little guys to one normal guy fighting a few big guys.
Yeah, from ripping off one game to ripping off another game.
That is a ripoff of your own ripoff of a game.
So, Wolong Fallen Dynasty.
Wolong Fallen Dynasty has a demo up right now that is only a time-limited demo. It's only on the PS5 and the Xbox Series X and S.
Right.
And it'll be gone on the 25th or 6th of September. So you've only got a couple days after hearing this.
And it's not advertised anywhere. At least on the PS5, you got to go into the store, go to look up Wolong, and then go to the little menu.
And
go demo. If you didn't already know, I wouldn't have found it.
They've posted about it and stuff, but you're right that it's not like a big thing on the store. It's a very early, like this game isn't out until first half of 2023 at some point, but it's one level, like a tutorial in one level of this next game from Team Ninja, who are the Neo people.
Mm-hmm.
They are also the people who are making that other game that looked like Ghost of Tsushima a little bit.
Was that Rise of the Ronin?
Yes.
Right. Yep.
So they've got a lot on.
Yeah.
And this is, they've...
And fuck, Neo 2 only came out in 2020.
Yeah.
I don't know how... And I guess, well, they're not a AAA studio, right? They're more AA, but they are still making these huge, like, detailed, quality games rapidly. So, I don't know how they're doing it.
One thing you can do is, just take the idea of let's do Dark Souls. And this is another Dark Souls type of game, but...
Mm.
The difference is the attack button is on square.
Yeah.
That's a difference in Neo and Wolong.
It is.
And it's real fucking confusing it for a little while. Yeah. Not their fault, but...
The block button is the same. The dodge button's the same. The sprint button's the same. It's just the attack.
Yeah. So it's very similar to Neo, this game.
It is.
In visuals, in how it plays, in what you're doing. It's a straightforward sort of here's a level, get through it with these tough enemies in here type of game.
You accrue souls or whatever they call spirit, I think.
Is it spirit? There's a few different currencies that you're picking up in this one. You've got chi. It's chi for your souls. And you've also got like this...
you got money, right?
You've got money and you've got a another thing that I forget the name of the actual thing, but it's like a bar underneath in like the middle of the screen that is basically, it'll go either up or down, like orange up and blue down, mm-hmm, right or left. Right. The more you attack enemies successfully, it'll go up and you'll do more damage. The more you get hit, you might like get staggered.
Yeah, at a certain point.
Do less. And you kind of go up in levels of this thing, which allows you to use better and better spells.
Focus?
Fortitude is what is when you get a flag and it'll be your like base level of it.
That's right.
You're walking around the level kind of getting these points, these locations where you can stick a flag in and be like, I've been here, you fucks.
Essentially, it's like, yeah, it's very much like the Souls. It's like when people talk about Souls-like games and you talk about how like this is the Demon Souls or whatever, or the Dark Souls or whatever. Like, yeah, going back to even Neo, it's like, yeah, there's a little save point, like a, you know, bonfire or a what were they called? Site of Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go into it, there's a bunch of options that you can do. You know, it's like, it you're really is this, you level up there.
Enemies respawn when you rest there.
Yep.
All
hard
that
combat,
stuff.
Hardish combat, yeah.
So if you've played a Souls thing, you know what this is. I found the, like, sort of boss people hard. There's a couple of sort of regular enemies that are tougher and sort of bossy in this level. And then a boss right at the end, who his like second phase is pretty tough.
Right.
But it's a fun demo. It's a not particularly world-bending, life-changing sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's another Souls type of game.
Graphically, it's not better than anything.
It's another cross-gen one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think with... So, yeah, I played Neo 1 and 2 within the last 2 weeks, just, you know, a few hours of each.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, yeah, very much the same in that it doesn't have the sort of weight of the Souls games, of, like, the character and the, you know, that same need to time stuff. It's much more, you know, like, jumpy, aroundy sort... Not floaty, but just, like, arcadey almost is the way I think of it.
Yeah.
It feels a lot more like... Ninja Gaiden, which was Team Ninja.
Yes.
So the lineage is there from Ninja Gaiden to Dark Souls of like hard, quick action game. So it sort of makes sense that they've both fed off each other a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is much quicker and much like, I don't want to say snappier as in like it gets to what it's doing, but it's like snappy as in like it's just whipping between different things and like you don't feel quite as much like you have the same degree of control, or I didn't.
No, I agree. Yeah,
in a FromSoft game,
and like you know, in a FromSoft game, sort of like dodging or dodge rolling means that you sort of have a bit of invincibility, and you know, like there are things that I've come to expect from a game that models itself so, you know, closely on Dark Souls, like I'd still got hit there, or you know, like it doesn't actually play similar in some ways, which is
it's tough to adjust to.
Yeah,
like I think that it works on its own sort of merits. Like you're doing a lot of countering by pressing the button just before you get hit, like Sekiro.
Yeah, yeah.
That sort of stuff. That is the specific timings of it is are difficult to get used to, especially after playing Elden Ring quite recently.
Mm.
And I'm sure after playing Neo quite recently, but
and then you also have like special abilities and you can summon things.
So much,
yeah,
so much shit.
Combos and special moves, almost more like a fighting game.
Mm-hmm. A ton of different spells. You're holding R1 to unlock doing some different types of moves, and holding R2 to do other different types.
Yeah, you can change your stance.
There's a whole bunch of shit going on.
Yes,
but I liked what was in the demo. I liked the look of it. Graphically, it's not like super impressive, but art design wise, it's like cool sort of Chinese mythology stuff that I enjoyed. And the level was, you know, very that type of game designed in a decent way.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not minding it. It maybe took my interest away a little bit from where it had been in terms of it's a lot more similar to what they've done in the past and what other studios like From have done in the past, where I didn't necessarily expect it to be quite so down the line.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But the slight differences work. It's cool having a different flavor of this thing that's good, and I'm interested to see what the full game is like. It's a decent demo, and I think give it a try if you like Souls games.
Yeah.
Be ready to adjust.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I think having played their previous two games and this, I think I'm more of a Souls person,
right?
Gameplay wise, like they are both good. I think it's a taste thing.
Yeah, It's like League and Union rugby, right? Where it's from the outside, you're like, they're the same. And then on the inside, you're like, they're so fucking
different. Yeah. But yeah, it is still good. And I'm sure people who are like Neo fans will love it because it's, again, more of the same. Like
more Trinity. Of a Trinity fan. God damn it.
She's a Neo fan.
She is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I reckon we've had the exact same interaction on here at least four times in the past.
Good thing about not having a great memory.
Yep.
I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah. Yep.
Don't know what the fuck's going on. Anyway, I've played Woe Long this week as well. it's pretty fun. I also did play a bit more
Dad's at it again.
I played a bit more of Steel Rising.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Souls-like games, same exact sort of thoughts on that.
Right.
It looks kind of okay. It's a lower quality. It's like a B-tier sort of whatever, like a B-movie level of thing. But it's sort of wacky and kind of fun and decent. I think it's like those kind of like PS2 era third-person shooters where they'd be like fucking... oh my god, what were the names of any of them? I'm looking at the box art right now and it's red and black.
Mine's in the Max bin, Payne? I can't help you.
No, lower tier than that. It's called like Psycho Sauce or something like that.
Okay.
There was some just like that
Manhunt?
Sort of... lower than that. When people couldn't think of an idea,
yeah.
It would be a third-person shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Souls-type stuff is that now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And this would have been a third-person shooter if it was on the PS2. But
right.
It's okay, and if you kind of like Souls games, and Steel Rising is just fine, but you're not missing out on anything if you don't play it, I think, as well.
Right.
I talked about it a little bit in the same way last week, but I just played a bit more of it and I think I've made my mind up.
Yeah. It's hard in a year when we've had the absolute kind of peak of the genre, but now there's these other ones kind of being filtered in. It's like, makes it hard to care.
The cool thing is that I do like the more linear design of them compared to Elden Ring's open world thing. Like, it is still fun to have that straightforward thing and I'm kind of liking it. It's just, you're right. It doesn't stand out at all.
It's not, It's tough timing.
Mm.
Speaking of tough timing, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's really tough.
That is tough.
That's difficult to bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know there'll be some people listening going, no, do another hour.
Yeah.
Please.
Or 5 more minutes.
People would have stopped by now. I think they've stopped it.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. Head to filthycasuals.com.au. For all the stuff that we have going on, we've got the Patreon. You get a bonus episode every week where we do all sorts of pop culture stuff. It's not video games. We do movies. We do TV.
Mm.
What have we been talking about lately?
Shit. Well, Nox has been watching Lord of the Rings. So we've been checking on that. Yep. But also, a bunch of movies.
Rings of Power.
Yeah, Rings of Power.
We do some current stuff.
Yeah.
We just all dip in on some older stuff as well. So
it's
if you want like recommendations.
It's this, but for everything else. And then the Bandcamp premiums.
Mm-hmm.
Video game Flops and Failures was our most recent one.
Yes.
Go and give that a download.
Should have a new one soonish.
Yeah. We've
been chatting about it.
Yeah, we're going to do a new one.
Yeah.
In the future.
Sometime in the future, yeah.
Well,
sometime
depends. Soon. Maybe if you listen to this down the track. We've done it in the past.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, you can find all that, filthycasuals.com.au. Also, the YouTube channel, we got The Quarry.
Yeah, we're near the end, apparently.
We're near the end of The Quarry. We're playing through that, so you can watch.
We'll probably make an effort to finish it on the next one,
I reckon,
right?
Yeah.
So check that out. And
we've been making an effort in every time we play it.
But we haven't been making an effort to finish it necessarily. That's not been where I've focused my effort.
That's where I've been focusing my effort.
Yeah.
To just get it over with.
Yeah.
Tons of videos up on there. We've got a few full playthroughs that are like 10 or so episodes long and then just little one-off things that we've done.
Mm.
So many videos on there. So go and check that out if you want more content from us in a video form.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
I bought my Wii U off Tommy's dad. I'm ready to admit it. He linked it to me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.